Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now I'm going to play a Britney Spears record now. A Christmas Britney Spears record that you have never heard in your life. I have never played this on Radio 1. And I quite like Britney. I've never heard of it. But it is off of Christmas. And therefore, we're going to play it. I think it sounds like from her voice, because you can kind of tell, this is from, like, Britney when she was innocent and used to, like, wash her hair and wear white dresses. And it's called My Only Wish. Happy Christmas!
Podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
It's Joe from Colchester.
All right, Joe. What's occurring?
All right. I can't believe you've never heard it.
What, that song?
That song, Britney. I've had it for ages.
How long have you had it?
At least 5 years. My favourite Christmas song.
Is it?
I'm not claiming to be a Britney fan, but everyone's heard of that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're missing out.
I obviously am, yeah. And I call myself a Britney Spears fan.
Call yourself a Britney Spears fan. That one and The Wombles, they're the best Christmas songs ever.
The Wombles?
The Wombles.
Right.
Find it. Play it.
Play it.
Play it. Ring me back. Play it.
Ring you back and play it?
Yeah.
What, down the phone?
Yeah, I think so.
Play yourself. You've probably got a CD with it on or something?
No, I've got it on, yeah, but I'll think of a nation.
Okay, good. Well, thanks for your Britney Spears Christmas knowledge.
Absolutely not a problem.
Do you want to give me a high five?
Yeah, I'm all over it.
Go on. Yes, love you.
Yeah, love you, bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
No, you hang up.
Maybe. No, you hang up.
Bye.
I did.
I'm actually wrong about Britney Spears, because if you work in a shop, that song is played, like, all the time. Loads of people have been on who work in New Look. They hear it, like, 10 million times a day. Debenhams, you'd be quite tired of that song, and you will have heard it before. River Island, home base, it's on, like, every 60 minutes. So sorry if you do work in a shop, and I was like, oh, you've never heard it before, and you probably went, no, not again, at the radio.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
So many more people have been on from shops going, how can you've never heard that Britney Spears Christmas song? I hear it all the time. It's because I've done most of my shopping online this year. What they should do when I go onto the website is they should just pipe the songs through. That's a brilliant idea. I can't believe no one has actually caught on to that. So you get the, you know, same effect and the same annoyance of being in the shop whilst you're online shopping. Let's say you just go into a department store and all the same songs come out like they do in the shop. Brilliant idea. Okay, so I haven't heard the Britney Spears Christmas song, but these are officially, these next two I'm going to play you, the best Christmas songs ever, in my opinion. Now, for me, what makes a good Christmas song is a really good story. For instance, on that Waitresses one we played yesterday, Christmas Wrapping, they bought the world's smallest turkey. Huh, the drama that ensued. Then there's the Pogues, where he's a bit drunk and she doesn't like him much. And then there's the George Michael one, where he gives a girl his heart and the very next day she takes it away because she realises he's gay. That one. Now, this one, Magnus Carlsen. What's it called? The Christmas... this time of year, Christmas... Festive season, is it? Magnus Carlsen.
The jolly season.
The jolly season, that's it.
Is approaching fast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
My other favourite Christmas song, which I've actually got on cassette, which I bought in for you today. We managed to find a cassette player. It's by Ricky Martin. I don't know if you heard this one. Because it's not Christmas till you hear Ricky Martin sing, is it, in my opinion? Anyway, here is Ricky singing to his girlfriend.
Girl, it's a time of year to sing.
Feliz Navidad, that's Christmas in Spanish, that is. And, yeah, he's bilingual. He is, Ricky Martin. And this clip proves it.
Girl, I'm begging you, don't be mad at me.
Oh, no, what's he done?
Girl, I'm begging you, don't be mad at me. I forgot it's Christmas and you're all so hard to try to please.
Oh, no, Ricky Martin's girlfriend's mad at him because he's forgotten.
Ay, 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 it's Christmas and I don't know what to do. Ay, 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 it's Christmas and I don't have a gift for you.
He hasn't got a gift for her because he's forgotten it's Christmas. Now, I'm not being funny. I can understand maybe forgetting a birthday or an anniversary. But I think it's quite hard, Ricky, to actually forget Christmas. Oh, I wonder why there was a tree in my house. Oh, why is Elf on the TV again?
I can give you aye, aye, aye. All you need is aye, aye, aye.
But it's all right, because he can give you aye, 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 girlfriend, instead.
I can give you aye, aye, aye. All you need is aye, aye, aye. Un poquito aye, aye, aye. On this Christmas night, yeah.
He's going to give her some aye, aye, aye on Christmas night. Now, the lyrics to this song get even stranger in the next verse.
Girl, pretend my arms are like shiny big red balls wrapped around your kisses underneath the magic mistletoe.
Can we hear that again, please?
Girl, pretend my arms are like shiny big red balls wrapped around your kisses underneath the magic mistletoe.
That's Ricky Martin there, who wants to give you some aye, aye, aye this Christmas and pretend his arms are shiny big red balls.
Everybody sing aye, 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 it's Christmas and I don't know.
What a poor girlfriend. No wonder he hasn't got a girlfriend anymore.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's this?
It's Greg.
Greg, how can I help you?
Yeah, it's clearly Red Balls, not Red Balls. Why would it be Red Balls?
What, Ricky Martin?
Yeah.
Why would he have Red Balls?
Well, why would he wrap his red balls around his girlfriend? It's red balls, like arms, you know, but balls.
Let's listen again to that Ricky Martin track.
Girl, pretend my arms are like shiny big red balls wrapped around your kisses underneath the magic mistletoe.
I thought he meant baubles on the Christmas tree.
Yeah, but why would his arms be balls?
Well, his arms being bows is still quite weird, actually.
Well, yeah, they, not the best, but
back at you, why would they be bows?
It's better than red balls around your girlfriend, though, isn't it?
Is it?
I think.
I better be off. Okay, I'm terminating this call.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Yeah, it's nearly Christmas! Oh, I so want to watch this film.
I've actually taken the day off tomorrow and Friday just to watch Christmas films.
What, so Home Alone tomorrow? Home yeah. Alone, Lost in New York, Friday?
No, I'm going to do Elf, even though I watched it on Sunday. Jingle All the Way.
Fred Claus.
No.
Rubbish. Got Bird is the Word in it.
That was the only good bit. That was the only time I was like, yes. Sorry, Vince Vaughn. He obviously listens to the show.
Do you know what I watched yesterday?
What?
Muppet Christmas Carol.
Oh, yes, of course. That one as well.
Loves it. So, it's time for Becky's Christmas Classifieds.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't done these for a while. Now, if you watch TV and you're thinking what to get someone for Christmas, they just bombard you with perfume commercials. You might not want to get someone in your life perfume. Have you seen that one where that woman goes to Jude Law? Well, how will I know when you arrive?
You'll know when I've arrived, love.
Seen that one?
No, thank goodness.
Hello, I'm Jude Law. I've just arrived.
I've seen where that man comes in and then just sits himself, takes his shirt off and lies down on the sofa like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that one?
Yeah, I do.
All men do that when they get home from work, don't they?
I know, I do. So if you don't want to get him perfume, then, you know, here's some unique Christmas gifts off of Becky. And these are actual real things you can get on the internet right now if you're struggling for Christmas ideas. First one, is this a good one for your mum or something?
Yeah.
Your message on my famous beer gut, 79p.
It's
See,
cheap.
That is less than a quid, and your mum's going to love it. Were you thinking maybe for your mum or for my mum?
Well, I'm open to offers. I've still got to get my mum something.
Yeah, this would be good then.
As seen on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
See, it's
famous.
Wow.
Okay.
Bit of a celebrity angle.
Big
That's
show, that.
Good, yeah.
Hey, y'all. The one, the only original beer gut man here. I built this vast expanse of pasty white flab, 12 ounces at a time.
Ugh.
It's quite a big one.
It's
like
got a big...
bigger than a pregnant lady.
Oh, it's
like
massive
really
beer gut.
Big. Yeah, wow. Like really big, like one you'd see at the darts.
Finally, it occurred to me to see it for what it really is. Prime advertising space. Yeehaw!
Do you remember that time when you and Chappers tried to get me to sell my forehead?
Yeah, your five head.
Yeah, all right.
Your seven head. You can go back at me, call me a nine.
You haven't got any wrinkles on there after all that treatment.
What do you mean? Well, it's always looked like this.
Yes.
My humongous skin keg would make the perfect backdrop for a marriage proposal, a business card, or an online ad for your website or blog. The sky's the limit. It really is. This is your chance to invest in Pork Belly Futures. Your money gets you 3 JPEG views of your message drawn by Beer Gut Man himself.
Beautiful.
Using a mirror and drawing upside down on Beer Gut Man's hanging belly. It's then zapped directly to your inbox, so there's no shipping charge. Dig that.
What would you write for your mum on the Beer Gut?
Keep it simple. Merry Christmas, Mum. He does it quite well, considering he's writing upside down. Have you ever tried to write upside down? It's quite hard.
Yeah, actually,
I've never tried to draw on my stomach, but...
These children are really annoying me in the background.
Oh,
I didn't order them.
You've got such Christmas spirit, haven't you? What would you write for your mum on there? Sorry, I didn't get you the webcam. Hope this makes up for it.
Stop it. She really wants a webcam.
No, what she wants is a computer and with a webcam built in, not just a webcam.
Yeah, but it has to have a webcam. I told you this last week.
Available colours and lettering are red, black, green and blue. Ooh. Limit of 20 words. I'll consider a logo if it ain't too complex. Have fun and be creative.
Wow. That's a brilliant present. It's really unique.
That is really good. You're not going to get that anywhere else.
Yeah. Next on Becky's Christmas Classifieds.
First day lottery ticket, 19th of November, 1994. $14.99.
Oh, that's a bit more expensive, but what do you get? Hello?
Cheap price for a scarce item. Get it before it goes. My lottery ticket from the first lottery in the UK on the 19th of November, 1994. Now, answer me this. How many of those are still about?
Well... you see, I think this is unique because...
I don't see the point.
But it's from the first ever national lottery draw.
Wow.
Well, you like the lottery, don't you?
I love the lottery.
So this would be the perfect gift for you?
Yeah.
No?
Okay, well, once I've got it, what do I do with it? Oh, brilliant.
Well,
it's from the first ever lottery draw.
Yeah. Or you wait a few more years and then sell it again.
See, that is quite a good present to get me if you haven't got anything yet, because I do the lottery and all that.
Yeah,
I'd love to have a ticket from the first ever lottery.
Oh, yeah. Just because you've got a ticket doesn't mean to guarantee your entrance to the audience.
Next.
Toilets of the World calendar, 2011.
Oh,
£2.
£2?
See? Where can you get a calendar?
I quite fancy this.
Yeah.
12-month deluxe wall calendar. Brand new and factory film wrap sealed.
See? No one's tampered with it.
And that's just different toilets from around the world.
Mm-hmm. 12 different toilets.
Do you know which ones?
No, doesn't say.
Are they random people's houses, toilets, or are they just public loos or what?
Doesn't say. No more info than that. You just have to get it.
Can you find out for me?
Do you want me to buy it for you? It's £2.
Yeah,
okay.
If you can. There's nothing in the toilets, is there?
No, I don't think it doesn't say. No, it's not a Gillian McKeith one.
All right. I don't want to see that.
That would be wrong.
But, like, loads of beautiful loos for every month. I would like that a lot.
You would as well. I know you would.
You would, exactly.
Single post-it note signed by no one special. 99p.
Now, that's steep.
Why?
It's not signed by anyone. Like, if it's a celebrity, like, if Pixie Lott signed it, then I'd pay 99p.
I'd pay more if it was Pixie Lott. You're doing her a bit short there.
Yeah.
Very rare. This is a genuine signature from no one special.
Okay. See? But imagine their face when they open it.
The quality of the post-it note is second to none. A real chance to make someone's day. Please picture, if you will, the look of sheer joy and excitement on Christmas Day as the loved one of your choice unwraps the gift you gave to find this amazing signature they almost certainly were desperate to add to or even start their collection with.
You're right, I put that one in there. I'm not sure if I'd want that for myself.
Not so much.
You know, and also, that lottery ticket.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that kept their lottery ticket from that first draw, and they're offering to do it cheaper on the text.
Oh, yeah, I'm just seeing these now on the text.
Yeah. HB and Milton Keynes says he'll do a better price.
Yeah.
So what do you think it's... 1p?
1p, yeah.
You've got to start low, haven't you? I've learned that from The Apprentice.
Yeah, you really you do. You really do. And that was Becky's Christmas Classified.
I've got more later.
Are you all out or are we doing more?
No, I've got more.
Will they be on after six?
Yes.
Yeah.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, we have the latest on the Matthew McConaughey topless bongo situation. I knew he'd play the bongos. Well, I was almost right. It was, in fact, a nude bongo bust.
I thought it was just going to be a video on YouTube, yes. But it's not. It's like a proper police thing.
You've got the statement from the witness right there.
From the state of Texas.
Yeah.
It says, on arrival to the location, I could easily hear very loud music coming from the house. There was no apparent front door, but I could hear music alongside what sounded like bongo drums and someone clapping with the music. And then it goes on to say, through the window and the door was open, I could see a nude white male dancing and playing bongo drums.
I like it. He wasn't just sitting down naked playing bongos. He was jumping around, playing the bongos and having a brilliant time.
He was. As I approached, he was dancing and clapping his hands to the music. I flashed my flashlight 8 to 10 times to get his attention. The naked subject saw me after I was already in the house. He began yelling, "You can't be in here. Get out of the house. Why are you here?"
That would freak you out. Take it from me.
I would love Matthew McConaughey to run at me going,
Get out of my house.
Why are you in here? Nude with some bongos.
Topless bongo dancing. Well, nude bongo dancing. That is weird, though. When someone when someone does come in your house when you're... like nude bongo dancing, it actually is quite disconcerting.
It just says here, they swayed while standing still. That's a nice thought.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast.
It's funny. Share it with the class.
Can I say it? Yeah. Rick in Sussex has texted in Matthew McConaughey's bongo incident.
Are we still on this, are we?
And he says, if he was clapping his hands, what was he playing bongos with?
That is true. Maybe he's got three hands.
Maybe, yes.
But I don't remember seeing that on any of his films. I don't remember seeing any of his films.
It's certainly not in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Right. Well, he could have been hiding it. Probably not. Now, can we be serious a minute? I'm really paranoid today.
Right.
I think I'm about to be sacked.
The morning after the Christmas party, that's not a good thought to have.
I know.
But I want to hear more.
Right, okay. So I got to the Radio 1 Christmas party last night, and traditionally, every year, all the DJs have a photo taken together.
Mm-hmm.
And that always happened every year, at 5 o'clock or 5.30, around then, every year at the Radio 1 Christmas party. So the photo was taken last night. Obviously, I couldn't make it because I was on air. So what they've done in previous years is I go along afterwards, they take the picture and then superimpose me really convincingly onto the rest of the DJs.
Mm.
And it just looks like I've been superimposed, but at least I'm in it.
To be fair, yours wasn't as bad as the superimposing of Chappers a couple of years back. Where
with his coat on.
Yeah, he had his coat on and he had his arm out like he was doing a photo with a fan.
Yeah.
And then I think they just put Vernon there or something.
Yeah.
So it looked like he was giving a Vernon. But he literally just stuck his head in like, hiya. Yeah. And then that was it. He was off again.
He was there 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So
I get there last night and I'm like, right, do I have to have my photo taken now for the Radio 1 DJ photo? And they were like, yeah, the cameras had to go somewhere else. So we're not doing it now. I was like, right, so what, not at all? They're like, no, yeah. And then they were like, yeah, the camera is, the man took it away. And I was like, right,
you know,
this is not convincing.
No, that's the first sign of lying when someone goes into way too much detail.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
That.
Because if you're calling in sick from work, it's always just best to say, I'm not well, that's it.
Yeah.
Rather than, I was up all night and
blah, blah,
and then this happened and that happened. Standard. And then that fell off.
So there was that. And then today, a nice listener wrote in saying, can I have a signed photo of you, Scott? So I was like, okay, I'll go and get one. And there's loads in reception normally at Radio 1. So I say to the lady on reception, Claire, say, Claire, are there any photos of me? Because I need to sign one for somebody. She's like, no, darling. Like, right, okay. Are we getting any new ones? Don't know, darling.
No, we're not.
We're not?
No.
What do you mean?
I mean, I don't know if we're not or not.
Oh, you, seriously? What do you know?
I don't know.
First,
anything,
the camera
I've...
goes missing on the Radio 1 DJ photo, and now, oh, are we getting any more photo cards? Don't know. Well, someone knows something somewhere.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, what's the latest me being sacked?
I emailed Big Boss Andy's PA saying, Scott's paranoid about being sacked. Can you confirm or deny this, please? And that was about 7 minutes ago. No reply. So, well, you think if it wasn't true, then they'd just get straight back on going,
that's quite ominous.
No.
That's quite ominous, isn't it?
I like the fact that the one that doesn't speak, so they should have just pretended to take your picture.
Yeah.
Because then, like, you wouldn't have had any of this angst.
Absolutely. Like, if it is going to be my last Radio 1 DJ Christmas photo, at least pretend to take the picture. At least give me that. I don't care if you leave the lens cap on, but take it anyway.
You wouldn't have noticed, would you?
I think that's what happened to last year's one. We never saw that picture. I think they kept the lens cap on for all of the DJs in the last one. No one's seen it. The one that we had last year taken.
Did no one ask? Did no one say, like, in January, where was that? I was going to give it to all my relatives.
I think they left the lens cap on last year and no one's mentioned it. Oh. Never got to the bottom of that. So, yeah, thanks for everyone there for making me feel so good on my last ever Radio 1 DJ Christmas party. Cheers. Thanks a lot.
Podcast.
I'm giving the gift of myself this Christmas, if any of my family are listening. No presents, just me, because you'll get to
see
me.
That's because you're putting all the money into doing your house up like Home Alone.
Well, I'm not. We discussed this yesterday.
No, yesterday you said you were going to get reindeer napkin rings.
I think that's what they're expecting.
I thought you said that was what you were going to do. If that's what they wanted, that's what they were going to get.
No, I didn't say that. I said I was going to have a half-assed Christmas. And that's what they're going to get. Turkey crown, it's what Vernon Matthews would have wanted. Okay. Another Christmas song from Coldplay coming up next. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's Nita.
Hello, Nita. How's it going?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Bit of a busy day, but get me.
Are you Australian?
Yes, I am.
How are you going?
Oh, you beauty, mate. It's awesome.
Struth.
Yeah, no, Struth. You got to get a bit more of a U sound in there.
Struth.
That's better.
Like True and True and Danny Minogue.
Yes, and Wayne and Shane.
Yeah. Posh Australian.
The most nasal country in the world.
Yeah. How can I help?
The bloke you had on yesterday. He was dating some girl.
Oh, Rich.
Yeah, said he was... he was telling her he was Australian.
Yeah, he went out for a night out and decided that a girl was hot there and, for some reason, spoke Australian to her for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, if she thought that was Australian, she deserves to be led astray. Seriously? That was one of the most rubbish accents I've heard.
She was from Kent.
Well, yeah.
Let's have a quick listen now to what Rich sounded like yesterday.
Good day. My name's Bruce. What are you doing, Cozzy, bro? Going to put another shrimp on the barbie there, Bruce?
Where do you think he was going wrong?
He sounded like a Kiwi. And
oh, really?
Cuzzy bro in particular is a very New Zealand thing to say.
Well, what could he say to be more Australian?
G'day, mate. Let's go have a barbie. Grab a couple of slabs of beer, is it? Oh, no, hang on. Is it more Welsh? Sorry. The Oswalian coming out in me. I've lived here too long.
Are you Welsh now?
We're Oswalian.
You're Oswalian?
Yeah, one of my friends has nicknamed me that.
So, sometimes you're like that, and then you're all right, me? No.
All right, but.
Tidy, innit? Lush.
I'm from Cardiff, I am. I'll be there now in a minute.
Weird.
And now that I've said that, look, Australian accent's rubbish, all Welsh people are probably going to email you and say that my Welsh accent's rubbish.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
So, anything else you could say?
He needs to be a hell of a lot more nasal. And stop making the eyes like E's.
Okay.
Like the Kiwis would say fush and chups.
Fush and chups?
Yeah, whereas we'd say fish and chips.
That's true, actually, because my one of my cousins lives in New Zealand. She's brought up there, and her name's Deborah.
Deborah, yeah, whereas we'd say Deborah.
With an I, yeah. She's really boring.
I have to say, I was well impressed with Becky for saying my hometown name yesterday. knowing that there's a Newcastle in Australia.
I never went to Newcastle, but I remember getting the train out that way.
Oh, you didn't miss too much, except the beaches.
Do you think he should carry on, though, with
definitely.
The voice?
Definitely.
You do?
Yeah.
What, just for your personal amusement?
Yeah, exactly. I think we should have regular updates from him every week as well.
I agree.
Also, can I just ask you while you're there, have you ever heard anyone in Australia say, stick it in the good room?
Never.
Well,
it's Scott's favourite Australian expression, but the whole time I was there, I never heard anyone
stick it in the good room.
The Delta good room.
The Delta good room.
One thing I've noticed that Brits go wrong with the Australian accent is g'day.
Right.
You always pronounce it with like a pause in between the G and the D. That's not how you do it. You just got to run one straight into the other. So g'day. The thing that really gets my goat though is people always say to me, "Oh, go and say another shrimp on the barbie." They're not shrimps. They're prawns.
Okay.
Shrimps are in your fried rice.
So no one in Australia says put a shrimp on the barbie.
No.
If you were in Australia at the moment, would you be like completely overexcited at the fact that Oprah's there?
No. My sister is, though. Her status updates on Facebook all the time are, if I was at Oprah, I would be near Bon Jovi. If I was at Oprah, this is what would be happening. So.
I'm not being funny. It's so mad how much they love... I mean, she's great, Oprah, but flipping heck.
I know.
It's quite mad how they've gone so crazy for her, the Sydney Opera House.
And didn't they put a big O on the Harbour Bridge or something?
Yeah, it's madness. Well, I'll pass this on to Rich. I'm glad that you think he should keep it going.
Yeah. Definitely. I'm finding it highly amusing.
Give me a high five.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
And now it's time for more Becky's Christmas Classifieds. It's that time of year when you're probably stressing out a bit. Like, you've got some presents, but then some people are just so hard to buy for. And that's why we're here, to help you. This is all stuff, real stuff, that you can get on the internet right now, brought to you by Radio 1's Becky. And it's pretty cheap as well, so if you know, need some, like, stocking fillers, this is for you. What you got?
Photo of me, brand new, with tags. £50.
Who?
So just some girl.
Look, I'm not going to lie. I need some extra money for Christmas, so I'm giving you, yes, you, the chance to buy my photo. I hope you like it. Aha.
Good idea.
Do you know what? I so wish I'd thought of this.
Yeah, really good. Bit of extra Christmas money.
About me. Well, I'm pretty much mad in every sense. I like tuna. My favourite colour is black. My lucky number is 3. I like spoons and teacups. I think they're cute. Happy bidding, Merry Christmas, and good day to you! Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. 3 kisses.
See, this is good. It makes you look like you've got more friends than you actually have.
It's a shame there aren't any photos of you, because then you could have got on this and sold a few.
Looks like there's no plan to do any more, either, by the looks of it.
Does liking tuna make you mad?
I'm mad at me.
Said,
I love tuna.
She did say, "I'm so crazy. Here are the reasons why."
People that
I
say that
tuna.
Generally aren't, though, are they? They're like the least crazy people in the world.
About me. Well, I'm pretty much mad in every sense. I like tuna. My favourite colour is black. My lucky number is 3.
Weird. That's true. We were just talking about this. Have you ever bought, you know, those picture frames in shops?
Mm.
And they have the pictures of the people in them, don't they?
Mm.
Has anyone ever, I wonder, just left the picture of those people in there?
I had 3 of those people in my frame for a long time.
Did you?
Because it was a weird shaped size picture and I couldn't find a photo to fit.
Right, so the random people on a beach or whatever were just in there for ages?
No, there was a mum and a daughter and then a man just in a chair. And then I forget what the last one was.
And did you have this up in the house?
Yeah, it was in my bedroom.
Well, that's really weird. It's just some random strangers.
Why? They
that's
do it in
odd.
Show homes all the time.
That's
I went
really
into
weird.
A show home once and there was a picture of Paul from Big Brother. You know, Paul off of Paul and Helen years ago. There was one of him and he was obviously, before he was in Big Brother, obviously one of those actors that did those portrait pictures.
Was he?
Yeah. I was like, I know him from somewhere.
That's really weird if you're looking around a house and Paul from Big Brother pops up
yeah.
in the photo. I forgot that you're obsessed with show homes, aren't you?
Yeah, I love them.
You do go around them a lot.
Yeah.
So if you are listening and you maybe...
That'll make me a good Christmas present, actually, a trip round a show home.
Yeah, if you're one of the people that does show people round show homes, if a Becky Huxtable ever rings you, then she's not ever going to buy it. She just wants to see what it looks like.
Yeah.
Next.
Caution cone. £1.71.
What's a caution cone, please?
Caution cone is coloured red-orange and stands approximately 18 centimetres. Use outside your WC as and when required.
Right.
So you get a little mini cone and then you can put it outside your loo.
Oh, that is incredible.
The cone states, danger, toxic gases. Give it 10 minutes. Ideal Christmas stocking filler.
I think this is brilliant and it's less than £2.
You are the kind of person that actually would have that in your house.
Yeah.
And enjoy it.
Yeah.
You are.
Why, it's better to be warned. Don't you think?
Yeah. You love a good fart joke though, don't you? They do make you laugh. You do.
Don't play any. Don't. This is so child.
See, you lost it. Every time. Hello?
That's the only time you've ever made me cry is when you just kept playing farts to me for like half an hour. Stop it. Those ones are ridiculous.
Seriously. I might buy this cone for you. It'd bring you hours of fun, it really would. Next.
My personality. £40.
You see, I think this is a sign of the recession that people are selling kind of bits of them.
Selves.
This is an offer to purchase a copy of My Personality. I own the original, but I'm selling the rights to use my personality, subject to certain conditions.
Right, and the conditions are what?
The reason I'm selling my personality is to allow others to enjoy it as much as I do. I've spent many hours on this personality, perfecting the arts of communication, social interaction, friendships, humour, sex appeal, flirtation, and sincerity, amongst other traits.
Pick up yourself.
Don't you think sometimes you wish you had more sex appeal?
Yeah, all the time.
So just get this guy's personality and...
Would I ooze sex appeal?
Yeah.
Good, that's...
It's only 40 quid.
That's generally missing from my life.
The buyer will be provided with an official certificate and a 2-page document containing the traits of the personality and guidance on how to use it.
It's quite steep, 40 quid.
You can use the personality as and how you wish, but it cannot be returned in the event that it does not suit your taste or requirement. This is the sale of a genuine copy of my personality, and is limited to just two, the original and this copy.
What if I get this personality and then realise I don't like
being that
personality?
Well, he says he doesn't give you any refunds.
Exactly.
If you're saying that
stuck with it.
If you're saying that this guy's personality is a bit steep at 40 quid, say you were to sell your personality, what price would you put on that?
Oh, God, loads more.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you saying, like, 65?
I'd go 100, I think, for mine.
Would you?
Yeah. I'm hilarious.
What about the one that doesn't speak's personality?
Oh, 80. £8.
Right, bit of a discount because he doesn't say much.
Yeah. Yeah. Yours is also quite good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd give you 70, probably.
Okay.
For yours. Next.
Instant Irish accent. Breath spray.
£5.99. See, oh. I know this is a bit more expensive.
No,
but
this
I
sounds
think...
good.
Yeah.
It sounds really good.
Radically changes the way you speak. Works instantly. Just one quick spritz activates invisible language receptors in the mouth. Fresh on the tongue like a morning mist.
What, so it's fresh breath, minty fresh breath,
mm-hmm.
and you spray
you speak
it.
Irish.
What about you? That's brilliant. Top of the morning, etc. Whoa.
But better than that, obviously, because this is involving the language receptors.
£5.99? Mm. Can you send me the website that was on, please?
Do you want me to get that for you?
Yes, yeah, we'll get it from Christmas, that'd be great. Yeah, all those things are available on the internet now. We didn't make them up, they're all there. All there, sugar. That was Becky's Christmas Classified. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Sarah.
What are you saying, Sarah?
Well, I'm house sitting for a friend at the moment, and I've known her quite a long time. When I went into the spare bedroom, there was a lot of pictures in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking at them closely, thinking it was a bit weird that I didn't know these people. And then when I looked closer, one of them had next photographs written across, and there were all the original pictures. that were brought with the photograph.
Yeah, it's like, well, we talked about this a minute ago. When you go into shops and they have the pictures of the, you know, the families in and stuff on display, some people obviously don't ever take them out.
Yeah.
Well, that's weird. You're supposed to put your own photos in.
Yeah.
Maybe you just tell your friend that that's the general idea of having a photo frame. Maybe she doesn't know.
Yeah, probably. The rest of the house has got all the pictures in.
Doubly weird.
Just takes a while to find the right picture. And sometimes they're better looking.
Well, she's had them a long time because they were wedding gifts and she's been married probably about 2 years now.
Right, just a family she's never met or knows.
No.
Brilliant. Okay, love you.
Okay then.
Give me a high five.
High five.
Yeah. Hello? Sarah?
Hello.
You right? What's going on? Tell me.
I've got a picture frame in my living room. One side of it's got a large picture in, and it's got a picture of my wedding in, and then the other side's got four small pictures of some strange lady that came with a photo.
Right, OK, so it's you and your husband in one.
Yeah.
And then some people you don't know in the others.
Yeah.
And what are they doing in the photo? Who is it? We don't know who is it, but what are they doing?
It's just a lady, and she's kind of laying down posing.
Right, and you've not thought to yourself, do you know what, I might take them out at some point.
Well, I should do really, but I haven't got a picture small enough. So.
Exactly, yeah. Right, and right. Is she part of the family now?
Yeah, she's been there for ages, so.
Don't people ask, who the hell is that?
Yeah, somebody thought it was my sister.
No, never met her, don't know.
Thing is, once they've been in there a while, you kind of get used to them, and then they are like friends and family, you don't want to get rid of them.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay, right. Well, you've got quite attached to the strange lady now, haven't
What's
you?
Her name?
I don't know. I haven't named her.
You have given her a name, though, haven't you?
Yeah,
you can
you
tell
have.
Us. Go on.
Go on.
I don't know. I haven't got a name.
Yeah, you have. All right, you don't have to tell us. It's fine. All right. Okay, love you. Bye. Give me a high five.
Bye.
High five. Yeah. Most people are doing it now. It reminds me of when we were staying in Edinburgh when we were doing our one-man shows. That was incredible.
When we were staying in that...
we were staying in someone else's house.
Yeah.
And, obviously, they still have the pictures up of all their family, and they became our family in the end. We got quite used to it after a week, didn't we? It's quite good.
And then they came back while we were still there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hiya.
Hello, who's that?
It's Holly from Leicester.
Hello, Holly, you're right.
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help?
I was in France once, and all the pictures in the photo frames of Shakira... But some of the photo frames were stretched mega wide, so Shakira was really, really fat.
Hang on a second. What, so when you go to a shop in France, all the pictures and the photo frames are of Shakira?
Every single one. She
really?
She was like, just as a cowboy.
In every photo frame in every shop in
Nearly
France?
Nearly every photo frame, yeah.
I never knew this.
It was amazing.
Normally it's just like a woman with balloons or something, or on a beach. But
yeah,
in France,
I was tempted to buy the photo frame just for Shakira.
Yeah, well, you could leave it in there if you're a Shakira fan, couldn't you?
Yeah.
I wonder if Shakira knows about this.
I think maybe you should tweet her or something.
Oh, maybe I will, Holly.
Yeah.
Maybe I will.
Maybe.
Maybe she's missing out on quite a lot of money here, I think.
Yeah, it might be not copyrighted.
So some of the frames are wide, which made just Shakira really fat.
And some of them are really, really skinny, so she looks very unactive.
I'd love to see those. Give me a five, please.
High five.
Press it.
Not working. One minute.
What's going on? This is going well, Holly.
Yeah.
Shall I fight? Oh, yeah! There we are!
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
I wrapped your present today.
Oh, my God. What have you got me?
I can't say.
Why?
And you can't open it at work.
Oh my God, why?
Too embarrassing.
What have you bought me? Has the shapewear arrived?
Not the shapewear.
I'm still getting that though, aren't I?
If you want.
Yeah.
That'll be another little present. Size 28, yeah, off the TV shopping channel. That's on our podcast as well at the moment. If you want to download that, it was brilliant. Our Secret Santa.
I can't believe you've bought me something that's NSFW.
What?
Not suitable for work.
I have, it is NSFW. Not suitable for work.
You're not expecting a rude one too, are you?
I didn't say it was rude.
My dad's coming for Christmas.
I didn't say it was rude. I want
Why
you to.
Why can't I open it in work?
I want you to wait until Christmas Day when you're in Somerset and open it with the family. That's all I'm saying.
I'm really scared now.
Don't be. It's really nice. It's just not suitable for work. Right, we're back on tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
It's not that amazing box of Jo Malone, then.
That's not for you, no.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.